You're listening to 89.1 FM WGLT and WGLT.org. Mental health professionals saw a spike in demand at the start of the pandemic, but as some COVID restrictions ease, a new mental health concern has emerged: reentry anxiety. In this installment of Sound Health, Eric Stock talks with Angie Robbins, a psychiatric nurse with Chestnut Family Healthcare in Bloomington. Robbins says demand for mental health counseling remains high. Chestnut has a waiting list for patients seeking mental health treatment.
The business is definitely picking up as people are getting back out there. You know, with summer, kids are playing more, parents are, you know, out and about as safely as they can be. More calls are coming in every day.
How much of this anxiety is about COVID and the pandemic that seems to never end? And how much of it is the stress about returning to the rush of daily life, things that we didn't have to do for such a long time? Some have referred to this as a cave syndrome.
Yeah, I think that that's a great expression to is being in a cave, because, you know, essentially we kind of have been. We've been in our homes and even encouraged to be separate. And so I think we don't know all the effects of how mental illness and anxiety is going to result from COVID. In my opinion, I think it is huge. The pandemic really pushed us to be isolated. And even from, you know, family members, we did our best to be social through technology and Zoom and things like that. But, you know, physical presence and touch is a big deal, and we've taken a lot of that out of our lives over the past year.
How easy are those habits that we have ingrained in ourselves in the last year to undo, even though we have lived many years and decades doing things one way and now changing everything for a fairly short amount of time?
Yeah, I think that any change is impactful. And so it also was, you know, a societal, a global thing that we all experienced together. And so it wasn't a small group of friends. It was everyone. And so that is more impactful. Like you said, it's more ingrained in us. I think a really great thing is that age-old saying of practice, practice, practice. So getting back out there is important, but practicing it safely is a good thing for our brains to let us know, hey, we are safe, we are okay, it's okay to get back out there.
And everyone seems to be in a different place when it comes to the pandemic and their thoughts about vaccines and about masks. And you never know when you may ask someone about their vaccination status, and you know, you may end up with an uncomfortable conversation. How much of that is a potential factor for some?
You know, it does create a lot of anxiety for people. And I think that, you know, it's not just necessarily about us individually when we get those questions. I think a lot of it revolves around the people who are closest to us that it really affects. I have an aunt who is taking immunosuppressants. And so that's important for her, that her family, that her husband, that her kids are being safe when they are out and about. And so getting that question kind of directed straight at you can be uncomfortable. I think that what we have to do is to answer it safely. And so saying, you know, I'm taking precautions by wearing my mask when I feel unsafe, washing my hands still, you know, regularly, which are all great practices to do whether we're in a pandemic or not.
I've heard some say they didn't realize how much they missed those sort of fringe acquaintances that they missed during the pandemic when they were working from home. But I've heard others say they don't miss that kind of thing at all. Even if someone may not look forward to those encounters, I mean, aren't they healthy or an essential for our mental health?
Absolutely, they are. It really does help to reprogram our brains that we are okay and we are safe. And so making that change, gosh, for so many people who are introverted or already have social anxiety, the last year has been great for them in so many ways. But it isn't necessarily healthy. And so we do want to, you know, safely get back out there and be, you know, participate in life. That's what we are made to do, is to do life together.
And when is it time for someone to seek out help for their anxiety?
One statement I like to use is, if you're messing up or you're missing out, it's time to get help. And what I mean by that is just, if your anxiety or your depression or just, your sense of health and well-being is causing you to mess up, whether that's at home, in the workplace, with friends, you're missing appointments or calling into work. And then the other side of that, if you're missing out, if you're avoiding, dinners with friends or missing, sports leagues and games that you've signed up for, it's time to make that a deeper discussion with your healthcare provider.
That's psychiatric nurse Andy Robbins with Chestnut Family Healthcare. You can find more stories in our Sound Health series at WGLT.org/soundhealth. I'm Eric Stock.